streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Herd. Nick Wright in for Colin. It's brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. I'm dedicating the next 15 seconds to Jersey Mike's new grilled portobello mushroom and Swiss sub. It's delicious. You got to try it, because fresh ingredients make a sub above. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. Joy and Colin are lucky. Jersey Mike's all over where they live. I got to drive across the George Washington Bridge in New Jersey to get to the closest Jersey Mike's to me. Still worth it. Joy Taylor, how are you doing this afternoon for me, morning for you? Look lovely, a long weekend. You and, I mean, what are you, between the four people you were with, it's like 13 Emmys, a lot of magazine covers, a lot of stuff going on between you and the media cabal you were with. Nice weekend, back at work?
Well, you know, you are who you surround yourself with, so you try to keep a tight crew. That's why Danielle and I are so close. I had a great weekend.
Danielle's my wife.
It seems you had a little more activity this weekend than I did.
We don't need to get into that. We might get into it? I had an up and down weekend with my wife. We on Friday night, I got to pick the dinner spot. So we went to what I think is one of the most underrated great restaurant chains in America, the Outback Steakhouse. She disagreed. So on Saturday night, she picked the bougiest sushi restaurant in America. We went there. And that was great, though. And then it just went downhill. Then it just went downhill because literally downhill in my car, but we don't have to get into that. People are here for sports. They're here for the fact that my Sharpie matches your blouse and for our sports takes. That's it. So let's dive right into the sports takes. And the history, listen, I'm a nerd for history. Joy's been to my home in New York, and I am doing the show right now from my home in New York, and I am surrounded by bookshelves that are almost entirely history books. Like, basically, mostly United States history starting around 1865, 1855, until about 1968. I got probably 80 books on that. And then I have said that I am going to write a book myself about the last 50 years of the NBA. Now, I've been saying that for quite some time, and now the NBA is probably about to come out with a bunch of books of their own because they're about their 75th anniversary season, and my book's going to be passé, and no one's going to care, but I'm still working on it. I've actually got it all on my computer right here. I just haven't quite finished the project. But I'm a nerd for history. But I also think at times we get spoiled by recent history. And so we don't understand the full context of what we're seeing. So Giannis, what he has done in these two finals games, the last two finals games, it just isn't done. And what do I mean by that? Like, okay, so what if we do a 40-point double-double in finals history? Can we show the full list of guys with more than one? Okay, so LeBron's got six, which is why people think it happens a lot, because LeBron's been doing it for the last decade. But West, Elgin, Havlicek, and Pettit all played 50 years ago or longer. So in the last 50 years, the only two human beings to have more 40-point double-doubles than Giannis in the last 96 hours are LeBron and Shaq. That's it. What about just 40-point finals games? Not double-doubles, just 40 points in the finals. Show me everyone who has more than Giannis in their careers in the last 40 years. Think about that just for a moment. That, again, because LeBron has been doing it, we think it's normal. It's not normal. Kobe Bryant, 37 career finals games. One time he touched 40. KD, one time he's touched 40. Steph, one time. Kareem, one time. In the last 15 years, if you remove LeBron and Giannis, it's happened seven times. Giannis has done it twice this series. A week and a half ago, his knee bent the wrong way. So it's not overstating it to say he's having one of the greatest finals ever. It's also not overstating it to say this. What Giannis has done this postseason is, these finals, is apex Shaquille O'Neal. Show me Giannis's finals average and then Shaq the 3 years he won finals MVP. Shaq's barely got him in points and rebounds. Giannis has him in assists. Giannis has him in field goal percentage. Giannis has him in plus minus. Do you guys remember Shaq in those finals? In 2000, it was Shaq making Rick Smits want to flee back to the Netherlands. In 2001, it was Dikembe Mutombo, who's a great player, and Todd McCullough trying to deal with him. And in 2002, poor Todd McCullough has to deal with him again. That was the Nets center in 2002. Shout out Jason Kidd for getting that team to the finals back-to-back years. And Shaq every night was 35-15. Well, Giannis played game one of these finals on a bulky knee, only gave you 20-17, and since then, okay, ho-hum, 40-40. I just read this on Twitter. I think Justin Kubatko had it. Players in finals history to have at least 85 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists in back-to-back games combined. Giannis, and that's the list. So it is not outlandish, prisoner of the moment, to say we are witnessing history and to say we are three games away from Giannis joining. We can show the last thing. This group of guys. And this group of guys here represent NBA royalty. It's 11 guys on this list. Who's the worst player on it? Steph? Bob Pettit, who was the best player of the 50s? Multiple MVPs and a championship. Forget finals MVP, because then Steph be off it. Multiple MVPs and a championship. 11 guys ever, Giannis could be the 12th. And by the way, guys, as far as the youngest players to ever have two MVPs and a title, it's Kareem and Bob Pettit. Giannis would be next in line. Younger than Duncan, younger than LeBron, he was 27 when he won his first ring. Younger than Jordan, who was 28 when he won his first ring. It is not hyperbole at all to say we are on the precipice of witnessing history, and just what he did in games 2 and 3 are history. Guys don't score 40 points in the finals. Again, LeBron's done it 8 times, so people think they do. In the last 15 years, take LeBron out, take Giannis out, it's happened 7 times. 7. And so I want to talk about the Bucks' path to this, but Joy, earlier, we were having a discussion, but then I realized I was already 8 minutes late for where we were supposed to be, so I cut it short. But so I do want, I want to ask you, are you starting to see, I guess, the building blocks of what would be Giannis, I don't want to say reinventing himself in your mind, but recalibrating how you see him based on what he's done in these 2 games, if he doesn't have to have 40 points. But obviously, if they win the championship, it's going to be because he's great, if he's able to finish it off.
I don't know if it's recalibrating. I think it's validating. That was always my issue, is that there is a standard that you have to reach in order to be considered the face of a sport, in my opinion, or a true superstar, 1% of the 1%ers. And he has been talked about in that space and hadn't won a championship. So not that you have to win a championship to do that. He's had incredible regular seasons. But there's a difference, I believe, between a great regular season player and a great postseason player. And some people have great postseason careers and are just, you know, average or above average during the regular season. But I think if you're Giannis and you are that superstar caliber, winning a championship and being the best player on a championship team is something that has to occur in order to really validate that space that I think he's already been placed in.
I agree with you in that, and I want to talk about the Bucks' path to the championship in just a moment, but I want to ask you a question that I don't even know that I know the answer to in my head. It's an opinion question. If the Bucks don't win the title, who do you think's the face of the league?
I think it's still LeBron.
If they lose.
I think it's still LeBron if you have to pick one. But I also think that the league is in a really...
Oh, you have to pick one.
If you have to pick one. If they're like, you must pick a face of the league, I still think it is LeBron. But I think that in reality, the league is in a space where it doesn't really have a face or a consensus best overall player at this point, because I think people are starting to pick at what, you know, LeBron's age, and obviously they did not do well in the playoffs this year, so I think it's warranted at this particular moment. But yeah, I don't think that the league is in that space. I mean, you're seeing the ratings throughout the playoffs, the reaction from fans to seeing guys go through the playoffs who haven't been there perennially. I think the league is in a really healthy place with the amount of superstars and parity that exists right now.
I think that's right. And I think there are Kevin Durant fans yelling at their television saying it's KD, it's KD. The problem for KD is it's just tough when... fair or not, you go out in round 2 losing at home to a guy who's still playing, as great as Durant was, and game 5 was the best game of his career, and then it's like, all right, and last year he didn't play, not his fault, and in 2019, he was unbelievable in the postseason, but then got hurt in round 2 of that postseason, so you got to go all the way back to 2018, and back in 2018, I think people are like, all right, yeah, the Warriors won the title, but LeBron was clearly the best guy. So I think that's what's working against Durant, even though he did appear to be at the peak of his powers, which, by the way, is why, to quickly, before we have Antoine Walker join us, just to quickly talk about why this championship for the Bucks would be so important historically. The path matters. And the fact that they could have ducked Miami in round 1 and instead finished off the regular season in a way that guaranteed they would get Miami and then eviscerated them. The fact that they were down 2-0 to Brooklyn, then down 3-2 to Brooklyn without home court, then even in game 7, Durant hits that shot and they could be walking dead in overtime. They overcome that. Then they, against Atlanta, they watch Giannis's knee fold inwards, and it looks like he says he thinks he's not done for the season. He thinks he's done for a year. I'm sure his teammates felt similarly. They overcome that. And then to be down 2-0 to Phoenix, if they overcome that, all with what was hanging over him of losing four straight to get knocked out by Kawhi in 2019, the meltdown against Miami last year in the bubble, to overcome all of that, to me, it'd be a great storybook type of thing for the NBA and for small markets and for fans that aren't for one of the marquee franchises. You drafted your guy, you developed your guy, he signed the extension on faith that the team would continue to build. They get Drew Holiday, and now I know they're trailing in the series, but I think they're going to win the championship. We'll see if Antoine Walker agrees with me on that. Antoine Walker was part of a championship team that was down 0-2 and then won four straight games because of one of the greatest finals performances ever, and that was Dwayne Wade in 06. We'll see what similarities he sees. Shaq also on that team, obviously. See what similarities he sees there. Antoine Walker on The Herd next.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Tomorrow, Judge Tatis Otani and baseball's finest face off in a mile-high midsummer slugfest. From Coors Field in Denver, it's the 2021 MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard tomorrow on Fox.
Oh, inject the Tatis stuff into my veins. Joy Taylor, quick question for you. I know you're not a parent, but this is a question I used to have about Dell and Steph Curry, but now I have it about the Tatis family. Do you think the dad, if he could press a button, would switch careers with the son? So the son still gets to have a nice, long professional career, but the dad gets to be the super-duper star.
No,
Do you think he does it?
No way. No.
Okay.
You're a parent.
As a dad, I'm pressing the button.
You?
Yeah, I'm pressing the button.
No, you would not.
What? They get a nice... I'm not assigning my kid to a bad life. Del Curry's in the league 13 years. Won some three-point competitions. But it's now Del Curry's like, man, I was awesome. I taught my kid. I brought him all these things. And now for history, I'm Steph's dad? Give me a break.
That's a great
Fernando
honor.
Tatis was like... Fernando Tatis Sr. is like, all the people know me for, I hit two grand slams in an inning, made a bunch of money. That's a cool thing. Now I'm Junior's dad. No, press the button.
My kid can
be in the pros. You think I want my kid to be a better broadcaster than me?
Don't you want better for your children than for you?
Yeah, if you struggled, but if you were awesome and then they become historically awesome, not interested. It's a controversial take of mine. I'm telling you. Nobody agrees. People think it. I'm telling you. Get me Del Curry and Tatis Sr. on a lie detector and see if they press the button. They're pressing the button. Hey. By the way, driven to be the best? Hey, M-Drive Boost and Burn can give you the energy and edge you need. Visit M-Drive for men.com for free shipping and a 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with M-Drive. Hey, Antoine Walker. He has a daughter who's a superstar athlete. Antoine was a superstar athlete. Should have gotten his take on it. He's going to join us right now. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing. Antoine, you don't want your wonderful daughter all of a sudden to have a greater career than you had. A good one, not a better one than you. Be honest. Be honest, Juan.
I got to keep some leverage. She's prettier than me, so she gets more attention than I get.
Exactly. Yeah, I appreciate the honesty. There you go. Got to keep some leverage. All right, let's start on the losing side for a moment. Were you surprised Devin Booker didn't see the court in the fourth quarter? And what do you make of his struggles aside from the second half of game two in this series?
Well, I thought I was surprised to see him not playing the fourth quarter just because you wanted to see him obviously start to see the ball go in the basket. And I think anytime you start the fourth quarter, you want to see if you can chip into that lead and make a little run to see if you got a chance to get back into the game. So that's what I was more surprised about. And not to say that the Phoenix bench hasn't been great all season long and through the playoffs, but this guy has to get it going. So I thought that Monty Williams would go back to him. But I'm not terribly concerned with his performance last night. He's been pretty consistent throughout the playoffs, but one thing about, and I said this earlier, one thing about Devin Booker, he's a tough matchup for him. Coming off that Clippers series where Patrick Beverley really guarded him really well, and now you have multiple defenders. P.J. Tucker is guarding him, Holiday, Middleton. These guys are not giving him a lot of airspace. They're not letting him get a lot of easy looks. And that comes with that's going to be some rough shooting nights. For Devin Booker, he's going to have to get out in transition, try to get some layups, or he's going to have to try to get to the foul line. When that jump shot's not going, you got to see that ball go through the basket. And the best way to do that is get to the free throw line or get a layup to get yourself going. So he can have that big night. Relying strictly on your jump shot, it becomes really tough to do that night in and night out.
I mentioned this on the show today, this morning, but not when you were on. Remember a couple years ago when Jason Tatum, his efficiency kind of out of nowhere dipped? And it was right around the time he was, you know, publicly embracing the relationship with Kobe and trying to seemingly model his game against Kobe or after Kobe. And now we've seen Devin Booker. They made a big thing about the be legendary and the relationship he had with the late, great Kobe Bryant. I'm curious as a player. So Kobe had you know, a Hall of Fame mentality, obviously, that I think almost every player would benefit from taking from. But Kobe's part of what made him, aside from his mentality, one of the greatest players ever was, he made impossible shots look easy. Like, Kobe's shot selection wasn't great. What made him great was that he could make them. When you see a guy like Book, it does feel to me like he's taking a lot of Kobe shots. And as good as Booker is, he's obviously not Kobe. And I don't think that's necessarily going to lend itself to the efficiency the Suns are going to need from him.
He's a tough shot maker. I think, you know, when we talk about tough shot makers in the league, I think Steph is probably the toughest. You know, Steph is the best bad shot maker we've ever seen. And I think that's what wows people about Steph. But one thing about Devin Booker and the relationship with Kobe, I think, has got his toughness. You see that the competitive drive that he has, the toughness that he has playing through that broken nose, that may play a little part in his offensive struggles as well. Never had my nose broken, but you're getting that thing hit consistently throughout the game. Obviously, you see he doesn't want to wear a mask, so we don't know if that's a problem. But I think one thing with Devin Booker is at times you got to make the game easy for yourself. And Chris Paul is a great point guard, and he can do that. But as a player, sometimes you got to figure out, like, how can I get out this slump? How can I be more consistent? And that's something that he's going to have to figure out as he grows as a player. But if you're watching the series, everything is jump shot. Everything is mid-range. Everything is one dribble pull-up. So you got to mix it up a little bit. It's a lot of film, and at this time, players are studying you when they're going home. So you got to change your game up a little bit to get going. And this is his first go-around at it. So he'll get better, but they cannot win this series with him having only 10 points.
Antoine Walker with us, of course. Antoine, two teams in the last 40 years have come back from 0-2 down in the finals to win the title. Famously, obviously, LeBron in 2016, down 0-2 and then down 3-1. And then you guys in 2006. And I know some of the audience associates you almost exclusively with the Celtics, but not only did you play with the Heat in 06, you started every single playoff game in that championship run. You guys were down 0-2 and then won four straight games. Shaq was excellent that season for the Heat, and he was good in the finals, but that was the Dwayne Wade finals. At what point during the finals did you as a teammate realize, oh my God, Dwayne is going to another level? And are you seeing something similar right now with Giannis?
Well, I think when we played with Dwayne, it probably was game three. And he kind of willed us to a win. And we knew that, hey, this guy's having a special series. So as Shaq always, you always hear Shaq say to others, myself and Gary Payton and Jay Will, James Posey, Udonis Haslam, had to do our jobs. We knew that we had a guy that can get it done on the offensive end, but we got to do all the little things. And that's score, rebound, play defense, and that's what made our run really, really special. I think for Giannis and what he's doing right now, and I've been very critical of Giannis myself personally and his offensive game, but I think you see improvements. And the improvement comes, it's not taking bad shots last night. I thought that was the most impressive part, getting to the basket, wanting to get fouled, getting to the foul line, making his free throws. That's the difference in what you're seeing in finals Giannis. He's not afraid to attack the basket, knowing that he struggled from the line. And if he continues to do that, sky's the limit how good he could be. Nick, could you imagine if this guy gets a 15 to 17 footer with his skill set that he already has in place? I mean, now we're talking about you putting him in the conversations with LeBron and Michael Jordan and Kobe as one of the greatest players of all time. So this is unbelievable to watch him work because he's been so efficient and putting his team on his back after a horrific injury that we didn't know what was going to happen. And we were just hoping that he plays in game three. And now this guy's on the verge of trying to pick his team to win a championship.
All right, so I'll let you out of here on this one because you, I believe, like I did, picked the Bucks in seven. You didn't waver after two games when they were down 0-2. Let's say Giannis during this series, he obviously won't, doesn't all of a sudden add the 17-footer. That he just stays to be the same player, but it's enough, and they win the title. And you're right, you have been a guy that's been critical of him at times. If they win the title and Giannis keeps up around this level of performance, will you consider him the best player in the league?
I think LeBron's the best player in the league still right now. I'm not ready to give that title over to him. But the conversation definitely changes now, because now you're talking about a guy, and I think this is for the world. They play in Milwaukee. We don't get to see Giannis play 45 times on national TV during the season like you see a KD and LeBron James. So now it's just like it's coming out party. Yes, he is the two-time MVP. People know how good he is, but people don't really know, because now they're getting to see it on the big stage. So the conversation does change. I think he leapfrogged in that top three category with him, Kevin Durant, and LeBron as the top three guys in the league. And whoever you like more, obviously, Nick, you will be LeBron. You know, it's a bunch of KD fans out there. And then you got Giannis. So, you know, it'll be those three guys carrying the league. This guy's 26 years old. So he's got an opportunity right now with a pretty good team. If they continue to add guys and guys get better, they can have a terrific run right now with Giannis being one of the best players in the league.
Well, Antoine, you said I'll be with LeBron. If Giannis wins the title, I'll call him the best player in the world. LeBron lost in round one and was dinged up, and I'll give LeBron that credit. Also, it really works. Whenever the world calls someone else the best player in the world, LeBron responds the next year by winning the title. 2015, everyone gave it to Steph, so LeBron came back. 2016, won the title. Last year, they're like, oh, it's Kawhi Leonard. LeBron came back by winning the title. So, yeah, no, I'll give it to Giannis if they finish it off. I think he'll have earned it. There's the great Antoine Walker. Antoine, thank you as always. You had to deal with me twice today. Nobody signs up for that. I appreciate you, bro.
All right, thanks, Nick.
There's the great NBA champion, Antoine Walker, and here's the great, she's basically an NBA champion as well, three times over, all those Miami Heat titles. Joy Taylor claims them. Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I actually rode in a Heat championship parade, so I think I can claim that title.
Which year?
It was 2012.
Oh, the first one with LeBron.
Yeah.
Beat KD and Harden.
It might
Harden
have been the second one. I don't know. There's It's so many to keep track of. But, yes, I did.
So many. Oh, my God. Pat Riley dropping his rings on the table. Oh, God. So many.
I mean, you have to have those rings to drop on the table. Just saying.
No. Yeah, of course. Listen, everybody loves The Godfather. Everybody does.
The European Championship between Italy and England came down to a shootout.
Italy.
Thanks to a 1-1 draw after 120 minutes of play. This was some watch yesterday. So both teams made their first kicks. Then Italy missed their second attempt, which opened the door for England. And then they missed their last three in a row. And Italy claimed their first Euro title since 1968. Marcus Rashford and Sancho were late substitutions in the game right before the penalty kicks. Sancho and Saka and Rashford all missed their kicks. Well, Rashford hit the post, and then the other two were saves by Donnarumma. But it was an unbelievable watch. Penalty kicks are, I think, the greatest.
They're excruciating.
They're excruciating, but they're the best watch in sports. Like, there's nothing that compelling and, like, white-knuckling than that, to me, anyway. I think it's just, it's amazing to watch. Regardless if I had, which I was not rooting in either direction, but I just thought it was an unbelievable watch.
I'm Italian. I was rooting for Italy, so I was happy. Do you think I look like the Italian goaltender? I don't know if people kept tweeting me saying listen, here's the thing. Anybody with a giant nose and a beard, people are going to tweet to me that I look like him. But the Italian goaltender, a lot of people are like, oh, Nick Wright, who knew? Also plays goalie for Italy. I'll take it. He had some good stops. Happy for him. But I don't know. You don't see it.
I mean, he could be your cousin.
Wright doesn't see it.
I guess.
My cousin. Maybe he is.
Maybe
see
he is.
See where he's from in Italy.
Maybe
the old
he is.
Boot. Yeah. Is he Sicilian? I think I have some Sicilian blood. I got a 23andMe. Go ahead. What else we got?
I don't know. I can't do all this research on the fly. But
that's right. There's too much going on.
Don't
worry about it.
You guys favor each other. Sure. How's that? But congrats to Italy.
Okay, sure.
It's
Thank
going
you.
To Rome, and that was a fun watch yesterday. So the Chiefs lost 31-9 to the Bucks in the Super Bowl last season. I don't know if you know that, yeah. Nick Wright. I'm sure you watched that.
I almost cursed. I almost said no S. Yeah, I know. There's the most watched event in television history. I know what happened. Literally nothing's ever been watched more than that game. And you're like, oh, I don't know if you saw. Yeah, I saw. Oh. Why are you bringing it up?
I mean, well, because Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill were talking about that loss, calling it a shellacking. Yeah. That is what Kelce referred to it as. And he said he's using it as motivation to come back even stronger for a championship chase in 2021. And Tyreek Hill said he's been grinding his tail off to bounce back after what he called an embarrassing loss. I actually think that, well, I'm sure you would disagree because you wanted them to win and you were wrong about Tom Brady again, which is I can't believe that you still decide to stay in. But I think that when it comes to dynasties, a loss like that can be helpful in the long term because it doesn't let you get comfortable. Now, I think there are a lot more factors to that loss than just Tom Brady and the Bucs defense being great. Like, there were some injuries that I think played a massive role. And I don't like to blame things on injuries, but they are factors in why people win or lose. Yeah. Like, that does play a role in why people get somewhere. You can't control them, and they are inevitable in every sport. So I don't think it's an excuse, but I do think it matters. I just think that they're talking about it in a way that they're using it to, you know, not that they needed to be humbled, because I don't believe in that either, but just it helps you stay on the grind a little bit more. Whereas I think everyone, the Bucks running it back is an interesting tactic, but I don't know if that will have the same effect.
Yeah, the Chiefs are going to go 20-0. They should have never lost that game. It's an outrage. The whole offensive line was injured. And by the way, you're like, oh, I can't believe you're still on the Brady thing. God, I'm going to get killed for this. I really think I was right about Tom. I know it's like Nick, he just won the Super Bowl again. Let me just defend my take for a moment. You know who also thought Tom Brady was done? Bill Belichick, who was around him every single day. The year I said Brady's officially done, he threw a pick six to lose a first-round playoff game to the Titans. Then he goes Tampa, first-round playoff game. They're playing Taylor Heineke, who just got to the league. Second playoff game. The Saints are beating them, and then Drew Brees melts like the Wicked Witch of the West when hit by water, just in a puddle all of a sudden. Now he's retired. He's gone. Third playoff game, Bakhtiari's out. That's important. And Brady just keeps throwing lollipop interceptions. Packers can't take advantage of it. Fourth playoff game, Chiefs' entire offensive line is out. And all of a sudden, end of the first half, every time, it's an incomplete pass. Flag, flag, flag. I don't think I was wrong about Tom.
I think
you
were definitely
did this,
wrong.
Joey. No one told you to bring this up.
Luck favors the
prepared.
I think
it's a good take.
That is a saying I use often, and he is very, luck very prepared and took advantage of that moment. I firmly deboarded the – well, I was never on the Brady is retiring or Brady is done train. I never thought that was a good good band to team up with. But I have suffered at the hands of Brady for many years. And I decided to just stop suffering and just enjoy watching the greatest quarterback that we've ever seen play after that Atlanta Super Bowl.
I thought I decided to stop suffering, too, when his team kicked him to the curb for Jared Stidham and he had to go to Tampa.
Belichick also tried to do that with Jimmy Garoppolo, and we saw how that turned out. So him moving off of Tom Brady, I wasn't really thinking that was, you know, something he had a firm grasp on. But obviously you did. Speaking of Bakhtiari,
really upset me.
Sorry. David Bakhtiari has gotten a reputation for chugging beers at Bucks games. And he was in attendance for game three last night. And Dana Beers egged him on to do it once again. And he accepted. And he did two beers in a row. And this time, his dad got in on it and chugged a beer as well, which made the crowd go wild. I've loved watching the Suns fans throughout this postseason. But I thought that the Bucks fans really showed out last night. That Deer District was crazy, and this is such a fun thing. I enjoyed this. I know people got weird about it because it's alcohol, but it's Milwaukee.
Not you. And I'm not telling you to shut up. It's the people who get weird about it. It's alcohol. Hey, oh, big, giant NFL offensive lineman enjoys drinking beer. That's a story literally as old as NFL offensive lineman and beer. Now, we don't have the video of it. We don't have video of it. But do you know what also happened at this game? They put a little kid on the Jumbotron.
I saw it.
And he had an apple juice, and he chugged the apple juice. Now, that could lead you down a slightly problematic road, but I liked it. I'm a big fan of it. People are all like, what if my kids see it? Hey, your kids are your problem, not my problem. I thought it was great.
I couldn't agree
more. I thought it was fantastic.
Raise your own children. I thought it was great. It's so on brand, and it was really fun. And his dad getting in on it was the absolute best. Also, I cannot chug a beer at all, so I truly don't understand how this is even humanly possible. But it's fun to watch, and I'm just so glad the fans are back.
Oh, I would have thought Joy Taylor, back when she was only semi-famous Joy Taylor doing local radio in Miami at one of those remotes, when you're out at, you know, Bob's Bar from 9 a.m. to noon on a Saturday, you would have thrown down one. Not a beer chugger.
Learned
something new every day.
I've made plenty of other extremely questionable choices, but I can't physically chug a beer, so.
It's true. By the way, $50 bounty if anyone sends some of those questionable choices, proof of them to me via the internet. There's Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So there's Herd Line News with the great Joy Taylor. Coming up next, Monty Williams cost himself some money yesterday. It was smart, but he was also wrong. I'll explain that next. Nick writing for Colin on The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Nick Redding for Colin on The Herd, and I want to tell you real quick, Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report limitations apply. All right, I want to get to Monty Williams' comments on the officiating in just a moment, but first, throughout today's show, Joy Taylor and I have been playing a game where Joy Taylor picks a random NBA superstar and I do a quick little commentary on them the way Giannis is discussed. Meaning instead of just talking about what they do well, just finding a way to shoehorn in what their biggest weakness is. Because we do it with Giannis. So we already did Steph. I mentioned how Steph has got no post-up game. Just has none. We did KD. KD's the skinniest superstar we've ever seen in this whole league. Look like Keith Kloss out there. So who's the next man up? Who are we doing now, Joy?
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh. Listen, Kawhi Leonard is one of the best two-way players in basketball. Now, obviously, not a great passer. Did you know he has one career triple-double? 3 times in his whole career has he had even 10 assists. 0 times in the playoffs. So obviously, for a guy with a ball in his hands as much as anybody, he not a great passer. Not a great playmaker. But doesn't take away from the fact he's an excellent jump shooter, great defender, you know, great competitor. Can't pass to save his life, but does all these other... Do you just realize how ridiculous I sound? This is just ridiculous. I bet you didn't know that about Kawhi, did you, though, Joy?
I
think more people should talk about it with Kawhi.
I didn't.
Yeah. But career high in assists is 10. He's done it 3 times.
I mean, in some ways, a critique of Kawhi is that he doesn't necessarily elevate the players around him. He is a bit of an isolated superstar. So that could be backed up with those stats.
Should talk about it more.
Yeah.
Guy doesn't pass. I feel like we don't. Does he know how to pass? Does he have you ever seen Kawhi execute a two-handed chest pass? I don't know. It's just things people need to discuss. Other things people need to discuss is the officiating of the NBA Finals. Last night, Giannis took more free throws than the entire Suns team. Monty Williams has some thoughts on it.
I'm not going to get into the complaining publicly about fouls. Just not going to do that. But you can look, you know, we had 16 free throws tonight. One person had 17. So, you know, DA is, we got to learn from that. We got to beat guys to the spot. And he'll grow from this. I promise you he will.
Okay, that's a good job by Monty Williams, pardon me, trying to prime the officials for Game 4. The problem is this, though. The reason the Suns are not getting foul calls is because all year long they didn't get foul calls because they're a jump shooting team. And the reason Giannis shot 17 free throws was because he was constantly attacking. I would challenge Monty Williams or any Suns fan that's upset to try to go find the foul that was called on against Giannis that wasn't a foul. There was one play where Giannis fouled Devin Booker on a rebound. That went uncalled. Then Mikal Bridges came in and fouled Giannis, and they called that. But Giannis got these free throws because he was getting hacked. He didn't get the free throws 20 feet away from the basket on a rip-through move. The Suns, of the 16 teams in the playoffs, they're 16th in free throw rate. It's just not their game. And it's not as if a bunch of Bucks are going to the line. Hell, going into last night's game, there had been 9 total free throws shot by all the players on the Bucks aside from Giannis. Giannis is just constantly attacking, and there's no one on Phoenix that can guard him. Now, I think this is money well spent by Monty if he does get fined. I think more coaches should do this. I said Bud should have done it after game one. But the referees called a fair game yesterday. It just is one guy is constantly going to the rim, and the other team has a bunch of guys taking pull-up jump shots. Why Giannis is like Lamar Jackson, but that could be a great thing. Next.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.